Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to make a quick video on three hypocrisies of unsaved Christians. Three hypocrisies of unsaved Christians. Now, when I say unsaved Christians, I'm referring to people that would claim to be Christian, but are not actually saved. And I wanted to go through three hypocrisies of unsaved Christians. Hypocrisy number one of unsaved Christians is they say you have to live a good life in order to go to heaven. You either have to live a good life in order to receive salvation, or you have to live a good life to keep your salvation, or if you're really saved, you're going to do good works, and that's the proof of your salvation. You say, why is that a hypocrisy? Well, it's a hypocrisy because people that say this, people that teach this, people that believe this, very rarely actually live very good lives. Most of these people that say that don't read the Bible, they don't pray, they don't memorize the Bible. They watch every movie that everybody else in the world watches. They listen to all the same music that everybody in the world listens to. They don't go soul winning. And so if they're going to say you have to live a good life in order to be saved, or you have to have good works as proof of your salvation, my question is, where are your good works? And then if you were to ask them that, they would say, well, you're just arrogant. And it's just like, you're the one saying that you have to do good works as proof of your salvation, and yet you're not living that separated of a life. I mean, you go soul winning sometimes and you run into people that are unsaved Christians and they're literally, you know, smoking a cigarette or drinking a beer while you're preaching the gospel to them. Now look, everybody's a sinner. We understand that, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm not sitting here claiming that I'm perfect or that I have no sin. And I'm not saying smoking a cigarette is the worst sin in the world. I'm just saying though that it's very hypocritical to sit here and say you've got to live a good life when they're not actually living that separated of a life from worldliness, but they're just like every single other person. And so the other thing about this is that even if somebody's not living a very good life, it doesn't really matter how sinful they are, they just still assume that they're going to heaven. Somebody, you know, if there's an unsaved Christian and they have a family member or someone who was, you know, a member of the church but living a very wicked lifestyle, and then they die, well, they automatically assume that this person went to heaven even though they had no good works. And it's just complete hypocrisy. So they say you have to live a good life to be saved, or it's the proof of your salvation, or that's what you must do to keep your salvation, and yet they completely give a free pass to anybody no matter how many good works they actually do. Another hypocrisy of unsaved Christians is the attitude that you must be humble in order to get to heaven. So unsaved Christians will say that you have to be humble to get to heaven. And one thing they'll accuse people of that are soul winners or zealous Bible believers is they'll say that, well, you're arrogant, you're always quoting the Bible, you're always saying that certain things are wrong and certain things are sinful. And they claim to be really humble, and yet it brings to mind the story of the Pharisee and the publican from Luke chapter 18. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. And then he talks about all the great works that he did. And if you're trusting your works to get to heaven, that's literally who you are. You are the Pharisee that's looking at other people and saying, well, I'm a good person and other people are not good people. So it's the exact opposite of being humble. So they would say, well, to be saved, you got to be a humble person. And yet they're just like the Pharisee in Luke chapter 18. They're not actually humble at all. So number one, you know, the hypocrisy of unsaved Christians is they say you have to live a good life to be saved or to keep your salvation or as proof of your salvation. And yet whether or not somebody lives a good life, they just automatically assume pretty much that everybody goes to heaven as long as they say the name Christ. They'll say that, well, you got to be a humble person, and yet as they're trusting in their works, there's nothing more arrogant, and they're completely denying the blood of Jesus, whether they realize that or not. And, you know, hypocrisy number three is that they'll say, well, you know, before you die, you must ask for repentance. You must repent of your sins, or you must ask for forgiveness if you've committed some bad sin. And they'll say, well, you know what, if you don't ask for forgiveness, then, you know, you'll lose your salvation. You talk to people out soul winning, and, you know, they'll say, well, you got to repent of your sins. Otherwise, you know, God won't forgive you, and you'll lose your salvation. And then you go through an example, and you say, well, what if they don't ask for forgiveness? What if they don't repent of their sin? What if somebody commits a bad sin, and, you know, they either don't have time to ask for forgiveness, or they just choose not to? And then what they'll usually say is, well, you know, I'm sure God would forgive him anyway. So what does it even matter, you know, to say that you have to ask for forgiveness after you commit these sins? Because Logically speaking, you know, you're probably going to commit a sin before you die without having time to ask for forgiveness. The Bible says the thought of foolishness is sin. And so very few people are actually going to be able to ask for forgiveness right before they die without committing another sin. And so when you ask unsaved Christians about this, well, what if somebody didn't get a chance? Or what if somebody died in their sleep after having committed some sort of sin and didn't ask for forgiveness? And they say it's required to ask for forgiveness, and they'll say, well, you know, they'll just go to heaven anyway. And so, you know, what we see from this, these three hypocrisies of unsaved Christians, is that, you know, the majority of people out there are obviously not saved, but the majority of people out there, they haven't even really thought through the things that they actually believe. They're kind of taught something growing up, and there's so many logical fallacies with the things that they believe, and they don't even realize that. And here's the thing. I was the exact same way before I was saved. I got saved when I was in college, and you know, before that, I just kind of thought that as long as someone was trying to do what was right, and you know, whether they were good or bad, they'd go to heaven. And then I was completely negating the blood of Jesus Christ and the necessity that Jesus died for our sins, and I didn't even realize it. I didn't think through it. And you know, I prayed pretty regularly, and I was trying to do what was right. I really wanted to serve God, even though I didn't really know what that meant. But I just hadn't thought through these things. So the reality is that with these unsaved Christians, what they need is the gospel of Jesus Christ to understand that salvation is truly a free gift. It's eternal life. It's not of works, lest any man should boast, and it can never be lost. Unfortunately, if you run into unsaved Christians that are very dogmatic about what they believe, and they are very arrogant and don't even have just a shred of humbleness inside of them, unfortunately, they're probably not going to listen to you. But hopefully what you do is run into some unsaved Christians who have just not really thought through this, just kind of like I was before I was saved. Anyways, thank you and God bless.